Sheila. If anybody had to catch me, I guess I'm glad it was Wesley. I was in the doorway of a classroom watching Portia as she walked by. No, that's not right. I wasn't watching Portia. I was watching the way she walked, trying to study it. Then, once she turned the corner, I stepped into the hall and walked just like her. That's when Wesley caught me. Girl, what is your problem? That's the same question my mother and father keep asking me, although they don't use the exact same words. What's wrong with you? Why can't you be like your sisters? I want to know that too. Why can't I be like them? Be like somebody. I hate sticking out. Everybody around me is dark and ethnic, which is in, by the way. Look at all the supermodels. They're from places like Venezuela and Africa and Puerto Rico. Then there's me, white bread and pale as the moon. I can't even tan without burning myself. I look around my neighborhood and the school, and nobody looks like me. I keep thinking if I could just stick out less, if I could learn to walk and talk like the kids around me, maybe I would fit in more. I don't know. Maybe it's a dumb idea. Wesley sure thinks so. When he pulled me aside in the school hall and I tried to explain why I was copying Portia's walk, stupid was the word he used. The minute he said it, I felt my cheeks go red. That's not the color I was after. I jerked away from Wesley and avoided his eyes. Okay, maybe it was stupid, but I just want to fit in. I'm tired of being different, all right? Suddenly I thought, why am I trying to explain this to Wesley? He's black. He already fits in. Forget it, I said, beginning to walk away. You don't understand. Oh, get a clue, girl. Everybody's different. It don't matter what your skin color is or what name you call yourself. Everybody is different inside anyway. We're all trying to fit in. Ain't nothing new about that. Great, I said. Since you're so smart, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Wesley shrugged. Hey, I don't know what to tell you, except be yourself. Wonderful. Pearls of wisdom. Thanks a lot. Wesley put his hand on my shoulder. Sheila, he said. You want to hang with brothers and sisters? It ain't no big thing. Just don't try to be them. Keep your name, change it, whatever. A name is a personal thing, and I'm not going to get into that. But why you want to change who you are? Soon as you get out of here, you're going to go to a college or get a job where everybody else is as blonde and blue-eyed as you. They walk like you and talk like you. What are you going to do then? Change yourself back? The truth of his words pinned me to the wall. I never even stopped to think about the future, about leaving this school, this neighborhood, maybe even this city. All I ever think about is now, because now hurts so bad. I guess you're right, I said. Yeah, well. A couple of sisters passed by and threw us a dirty look. Wesley dropped his hand from my shoulder and shifted from one foot to another, suddenly uncomfortable. Look, at least in Mr. Ward's class, we make it easy. You want to hang? You want to fit in? It ain't no big secret. Just bring your poetry every open mic Friday and share right along with the rest of us. It's that simple. Yeah, I guess I can do that. I did it that one time. Yes, you did. Hey, I'm out of here, said Wesley. He jogged down the hall to his next class before I could thank him. Halfway there, he turned back and yelled, By the way, forget Borscht's walk. It ain't working for you. I don't know where it came from, but somewhere inside myself, I found a smile.